Podcast episode 3, the second, third of time we've done episode 3, actually, all things considered.
Austin forgot to start recording it, and no, we talked for 40 minutes.
Okay, we talked for 30 minutes, 10 of those minutes were nonsense. I hit the record button, the iPad turned it off, so we're going to do it again, and here's how it's going to go. I'm Austin from NintendoEverything.com, and I'm here, you say I'm Laura, and... No, we're not doing. I'm making new ones.
Hi, I'm Laura. Hey there, Teddy and the Dongados. Dongados.
It's the second one at the bottom. Hi, I'm Jack.
I'm Jack. You can call Yuki Ha. What's up, guys?
The bottom one.
Hi, I'm Aisha.
Hi, I'm Aisha. Hukaku. Hiya.
What if I write?
Hukaku.
Oh, I was trying to go cuckoo.
Oh,
hiya, but I guess I didn't do it right. All right, this podcast is going to hopefully be shorter because it has now once again, even though for like the 10th time, we're like, let's not do them late. It's once again 10 o'clock and we're doing a podcast. So we're going to do it quick, going to do it good. And so let's start. Does anyone have anything they want to talk about that they played again?
No, I played Phoenix Wright Justice
anyone
for
anyone else play
end.
Anything good?
I beat Portal.
Yay.
Which Portal was that? Portal 1?
Portal 2!
Oh, I heard there was something about Cave Johnson or something.
But, yeah, like Mr. Johnson was had a monologue or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cave so Johnson. Like,
I think the one person who played something worth talking about.
Yeah, they haven't
you.
Heard it, you know. Yet,
I know, but I don't want to say all this again. So, what did you play that was worth talking about? Because what you played
is
worth saying.
I want people to know
again.
That I've already beaten Dust for All. Not like late on the whole Phoenix Wright thing.
I never played it.
I never done played that.
I
never
done played it.
What did you play?
I played New Super Mario Brothers Wii 2.
New Super Mario the Brothers Wii 2. And?
And, I played it like a Sonic game. And
did
just
you beat it?
Yes, I beat it. I didn't complete it, but I beat it.
Did it look beautiful on the XL?
It looked never nice.
I heard the 3D
XL
is horrible.
I was actually about to say that. I'm
no,
glad,
seriously?
I'm glad that the consensus agrees because, you know...
Everyone has said it's just...
It's
like,
just a 2D game. Like
yeah, no, everyone said you use the 3D and it's just... It's not, like, deep or good.
Yeah,
it's just,
it's
like...
It's just, like, there and it's
yeah,
not...
Yeah, it's not really... Like, it doesn't look... Like, they basically said it looks like... You know how most 3D games are supposed to see as though it's like as big as everything is? It actually looks like all of the world goes about this far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like
yeah.
Mario's here and the background is
kind
here and it looks like a background as opposed to like
yeah.
an expansion thing. So yeah, I heard it's just absolutely just terrible. Worst use of 3D by Nintendo by far.
I'm really glad because I honestly felt that. I didn't actually want to say that because it made me sound, you know, like...
No, say it. Say all things.
I said it. But
yeah, no, I don't know what they did.
Yeah.
But everyone just said it's horrible.
Horrible.
What?
But you know how there's 3D on the 3DS?
Yeah.
In New Super Mario Bros. 2, everyone says it's just a really bad 3D for some reason. Even though it's a Nintendo-made game, you'd think they would do good, but they didn't. So.
The gameplay was like, I thought it was going to... That's a really scary song. I thought the gameplay was going to be like, you know, like, at least, you know, like, kind of good, but it was just mediocre, honestly. And
wow, was the level design mediocre?
Mediocre, but not bad. You know.
Was it worth your $40?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't $40. It was.
That's why I said don't buy it. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, but I wanted.
But people keep buying it, so Nintendo says, "Oh, people like this stuff. Let's just make more of it."
I bought it though, so we could play it.
It's a two-player game at most.
Okay.
Oh, you're gonna share it, you mean?
Yes.
Oh well, thank you. It's really nice of you. Did you play anything else?
Yeah, it might have been good. Yeah, I played Mario's Picross.
No, I don't want to talk about that again.
Well,
do you want to say more about it? All right, if you want to talk about it, you can.
Say what I said.
Yes. Do you want to repeat yourself?
Okay. It was funny because, I'll just lie and say it was the first game I bought.
Okay.
It was the, like, I bought, like, the 3DS XL, and, like, the first game I bought was this, like, you know, Draconic Game Boy game, Mario Spycross.
Draconic?
Yeah, Draconic. Just like old, you know, not very high-tech looking at all.
Yeah.
That was the first game I got for this new 3DS XL with motion detector sensing and...
It does have that.
Yeah.
It does have an accelerometer in there, so... okay, cool. I played Scribblenauts for $1 on the iPad. I played Like Mike on the iPad or whatever it's called, Mikey Shorts, which shouldn't be in 100, blah, 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 blah. We do this all again. So, is there anything else anyone wants to say before we go into news again? Nothing?
No.
All right. Onward to some things. Do we want to do Sessler, Iwata, or Pachter first?
The first thing that we did before.
All right, let's do... Iwata first.
I would just like to say that Mario's Pachter is still actually a really good game. I wasn't implying that it was, like, bad. It's, like, really good still, but it's just...
Is it better than New Super Mario Bros. 2?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Even for, like, what it is?
Oh, yes.
Alright, cool.
Are you saying Mario's Pie Crust?
Yes. It's, like, this cooking game where you can, like, draw, like, pictures of Mario cooking and...
Really?
No.
No. Okay, so Iwata's been talking a lot about Miiverse. Does everyone know what Miiverse... Oh, I guess we all do know what Miiverse is now.
What is Miiverse?
I'll tell you again.
I don't know.
For the first time, I'll tell you.
For the first time, what is
Miiverse? Miiverse is like Facebook on the Wii U, only you're friends with everybody and there's no pictures. So it's not really anything like Facebook. It's a social connectivity platform on the Wii U that lets you connect with everybody in the games that you love.
So it's kind of like Xbox Live.
No, Xbox Live doesn't let you connect to everybody who's playing a particular game. You know what I mean? There's no social aspect to it.
Can you talk, like, with microphones?
Yes.
You can?
To your friends, if you want. Yeah, there's, like, headsets if you're playing online. Yeah, sure.
Just by WeSpeak, but...
It's only better, though, this time because it's WeSpeak that hangs from the ceiling, so it captures everything.
Really?
What?
So you have to...
No, yeah. You actually thought they would do that?
I didn't.
Like, I kind of did for a second.
I wish the vitality sensor would have come out. I'll talk about that in a minute, actually. No, I'll tell you why in a minute. But, so, while I've been talking a lot about Miiverse... And the reception to it has been?
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm. That's the exact word I was looking for. Good. And yet, Iwata and Miyamoto seem to think it's going to be this really, like, awesome,
cool.
It'd
be cool, you know.
No, he thinks it's like, going to be... And whoever wrote this article, Colin...
It's not like
Colin thinks it's going to be, like, a really big deal also. He says, Miiverse could be one of Nintendo's smartest innovations yet. I don't know.
Like they're kind of like their motif was, we don't need to have connectivity.
We don't need
players.
No stinking connectivity.
We just have good, No,
their motif has always been, we need connectivity between players, but not stupid connectivity, meaningful connectivity.
Okay.
Like, they've always been about in-person connectivity.
I'm not holding that against them, you know.
No, I know. But they're saying, we don't care really about, like, playing with random strangers on the internet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I'm right with you, dog. You want to play with random strangers?
But it's really
Xbox.
Nice getting messages from random strangers after you've like played them in Halo.
It's funny
Call
the first
Duty,
five times
when they just like say like, "Hey man, I played you in Call of Duty. Man, I hate you." And you know,
so. It is pretty funny. It is pretty funny. So anyway, Miiverse.
Look at how silly the little captions are in the public.
Yeah.
The dark nuts are driving me crazy.
So it'll be like this: you'll see all of your like people, and here's all the people playing DK and
Mushroom
Mario Kart
for Mario.
And Zombie U, and they do this.
It looks like the Wii.
Yeah, it's like a big parade, and you can see the groups of people conversing about certain things. Yeah, it's like a nice big parade.
I mean, that's kind of cool. You can see all the people playing. Like,
yep, and then so
but
here's like what people are saying. You
is
click
it in
on
the
people.
World or just in like your state
the
or the
or no, it probably is like Japan.
Or?
It might just be your region.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that's
you know,
nice.
In your region.
That's nice. You can
it
meet
helps
new
you,
people.
Yeah, it helps you meet new people in your area.
Theoretically, yeah, you could.
Okay,
I know. I mean region like North America.
You can
the regions are like Japan, North America.
Well,
you
can
well,
be like,
can
oh,
be like,
from
who's
Minnesota.
On Minnesota?
Could,
yo, yo.
Since like Game Informer is located in Minneapolis, actually, you could probably be friends with all the people.
You know, Game Informer is the third most subscribed magazine
it's,
ever?
Oh, yeah.
Out of all magazines?
Ever?
Out of all
ever.
Magazines.
Time magazine?
Currently.
Yeah.
Yeah, Time's like first, then like... Oprah
National
is second or something, and Game, but that's because you know, GameStop like gives it to you. Like,
well,
you go to GameStop, like, hey, you want Game Informer? Do you want the online version or the physical version? You're like, I don't really need it. And you're like, hey, yeah, the online version, it's free, and then they give it to you. So they kind of force you to subscribe. So
if you buy the Edge card,
we have third biggest right now. That's pretty crazy. And Nintendo Power is shutting down, which is a bummer. Nothing.
Yeah, it's really sad, actually.
It has like 450,000 subscribers, and it's shutting
down.
Come
to the cookie.
So this is Miiverse, anyhow. Come to the cookie. And so I kind of like it, and
I
kind of don't.
I think it'll be kind of fun, maybe. I like things like that, though. Like, I liked Swap.
But you know what's sad?
I like Swap. Nope. And I
see how cheesy this is? This is actually what's going to be on, like, stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's not that bad, though. It looks just like the Xbox Live. Or not just like it, but, you know.
That's what Xbox Live kind of
does. It looks like a child
actually.
Version of Xbox Live.
It doesn't evoke anything more. Doesn't evoke anything more like meretricious than Xbox Live.
No, but why are you going to kill me?
Because you said it looks like Xbox Live and it's Nintendo, so it's automatically better. That's the difference.
But, like, I was saying before, how Wii and Nintendo's kind of... Don't look at me with your library glasses face. Xbox Live seems to be more geared towards adult people, and Nintendo seems to be geared towards children.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and I was
But
saying,
then we were...
I didn't get to tell you how you were wrong about that.
Well, why am I wrong?
It's like Pixar. What's Pixar geared towards?
Everyone.
Right.
In the
that's
world.
Like what Nintendo is.
No, that's
no,
what I meant. Nintendo
is
geared for everyone.
Right.
Everyone
and
of all
Pixar
ages.
Movies are all like some
and
of the best
Xbox
movies ever.
And Xbox is like, oh
really
no,
liked,
we're like screw children. We're not
I really
like that
Shrek,
many.
That Pixar
I was gonna say I really like the Shrek 3 movie.
That's
Shrek
Dream,
3.
DreamWorks.
I love Pixar. Shrek 3. That's a great one.
Yeah.
DreamWorks.
It's Pixar.
It's a
no,
troll.
No, it was a joke.
It's a troll. He's trolling you.
So I'll read this out just because this is where it's coming from, right? Awada said, early on when I played a Mario game, it was really fun for me to sit and chat with my friends about hey, I found coins. Yeah, that's in there.
That's in
there. I found coins over there. There's a hidden place. That interaction was great. Of course, the internet does provide a lot of that interaction, but it's not built for that purpose. For example, Facebook is something that connects you socially with a lot of different folks, but that doesn't guarantee that the people you're going to have interaction with via Facebook are interested in gaming. So he's like, why don't we make a loose sort of social network so people playing the same games can discuss it? Because, you know, after we play a great game, the one thing we all want to do is be like, this game is so good, and then you're like, oh, I love that game, and you're like, I didn't play it, but all these people play it. You can talk to them about it.
Yeah. Because that's really
annoying.
You
know
like,
feeling,
oh, I
like,
beat, or I got this,
book or
I got to
right.
this part, and you're like, oh, I, you know,
right.
I haven't read this.
It's like a book club for...
Video games.
For everybody. Awada continues, he says, what I'm saying is that I don't believe that the life experiences you have, and those might be with people you're connecting with on Facebook, are not equal to the gaming what? What I'm saying is that I don't believe that the life experiences that you have are not equal to the gaming experiences you might have with different folks. Different strokes for different folks. I feel that we need to create or present a gaming platform as the place to create that social graph for folks who are in gaming circles, I guess.
So that's kind of the reason for creating it.
That's kind of the reason for creating it, I guess. And you know what's different about this? I feel like when I don't mean to seem like I'm a fanboy. I'm a little bit of a fanboy, but I don't mean to seem like this. I feel like when Sony and Microsoft make their consoles, right? They sit and say, oh, what would be awesome? Like, oh, let's have like 1,000 enemies on screen, or let's put this awesome processor in it, or you know what I mean? Like all these things, like what would be awesome? Nintendo, it seems like, approaches it from, like, the emotional side, like, let's bring people together, and then they figure out what to build to, you know, put that there. They don't say,
or at least they do
let's build this, what does it do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They start from, what do we want to accomplish? Like, we want to bring people together, we want to make something for everybody, and then they build something under that.
It's very similar to how I came to this conclusion when I was tuning my Magic deck earlier, actually.
Okay.
These two philosophies concerning Lions on Diamond Storm combo. One
don't
is,
be too specific, because you're going to lose
yeah.
me in your jargon.
I didn't want to continue. I was just
okay, that's fine.
I was waiting for somebody to
you were
stop.
Waiting for me
yeah.
to say, ah, ha, 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 funny.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I know what you mean. It's like you said, so what do I want to accomplish, and then decided how to do it, rather than just throwing stuff in because it's cool, and then seeing what happens. What's up?
No, go ahead. What are you doing?
You want to check this recording?
Mm-hmm.
It's recording.
Yeah, we actually should probably check every, like, 10 minutes. And I think that's something that really makes, honestly, really makes Nintendo a lot different. Not better or worse, but just, you know, a little different.
No, you mean better.
I
do mean
better. You mean better.
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. And, like, I feel like Nintendo, like, brand is a bit more ingrained in their system and stuff than the other people's.
Yeah,
but
there's much more of, like, a Nintendo brand than there is, like, a Microsoft brand.
Yeah,
because, like, with Microsoft, it's just, like, all these, you know...
All these
you know games coming from other places where
right.
there's
Nintendo's
like
got
Nintendo has
Nintendo's.
Those but then Nintendo
right.
has the Nintendo
like if I say what defines a Sony game
you would say Lair
six axis support that's a Sony game But it's like, what defines a Nintendo game? It's like, it's Mario, for everybody, gameplay's at the core of it, you know, stuff like that, so.
Exactly.
I also really like the other
characters.
Day. Iconic characters. I like the other day Miyamoto or someone. That might be the wrong person, but someone was like, or no, it was, who was it? I don't know. Someone said, you know, why wouldn't you make games where gameplay's the focus and then kind of build the story after? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it might have been someone from Nintendo. He was like, you know, if you're going to build a story first, just make a freaking movie. You know what I mean? And I was like, I agree with this guy. I don't mind movie games like Uncharted and stuff. They're fine. But, like, you're making a game, so use the advantage of the gaming
the
art
game.
Form, right?
I think they did that in Uncharted movies movie games. Because,
okay,
like,
but was Uncharted...
They're, like, letting you play a movie.
Yes, but the gameplay is clearly coming second. Like, clearly. No, no, it's clearly second.
Yeah.
You should ask them.
Yeah, I'm going to get an interview with... Who made Uncharted?
Naughty Dog.
Naughty Dog did. I'll talk to them. Hey, this is website gaming everything. Can I do an interview?
Yeah.
So that's all about Miiverse, which I think could either be good or bad. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm excited.
It's interesting.
I like those, like,
people
little,
are getting
like,
so excited for the
okay.
Wii U. I'm sorry. Yeah,
really?
I know that.
Like, honestly, because...
Just wait. I'll talk about it in a second.
Okay.
Go. Okay. If you don't want to, that's fine.
I get really excited. I love really, like... You know, like those
things.
You know, like Street Pass and like
Street Pass is genius.
And
I think Street Pass is really cool.
And like,
no, this is like a collaborative thing.
Mm-hmm,
that's how podcasts
mm-hmm,
work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, keep going.
And like Swap Note and
where you get nice pictures.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were just doing it too. Yeah.
And like, you know, I just love that. And like the voter channel.
Yeah,
and,
I actually really love
you know,
that.
I love things like that.
It's
I think
stupid,
it's
but it's like really nice. I just it's completely no, it's a little stupid.
You're dumb and stupid.
I'm dumb and stupid. But like that's a good point. Like the voter channel or the Check Me Out channel,
yeah.
Both of which I think are awesome. But they're just so, like, silly and, like, you wouldn't find something like that anywhere except Nintendo.
It's, like, it's
kind
of just kind of, because it's so simple and, like, silly, it's kind of just, you're pure. It's, like, it's pure.
Yeah, it feels
you know?
Very pure.
Like, you're not gonna, like, get worried about people being, well, I mean, like, there are some, like, if the, when people just make Miis and then they have, like, the, you know, the... genitalia.
Oh, yeah, they put
you
dicks
know?
On the me face.
But you just, like, you...
This is my entry for the Tooth Fairy. It's a dick.
Yeah. I mean, there's, like, always, you know, that, because that's a, you
people
know, a little loophole. But, the, you know, you're never going to be, like... I don't know how to explain
I know exactly that. The feeling you mean.
Yeah.
I know. We'll discuss the feeling in another podcast. The Nintendo magic feeling.
It's kind of,
we have kind of.
A little bit.
I mean, yeah, Nintendo's kind of, like, on this episode of Trigun, I'm going to reference this obscure episode.
Anyway.
Okay, never
mind,
I won't.
Okay, alright, so we talked about Iwata. I think I read this quote enough.
But,
oh, no, I actually want to read this, because he talks about...
That was the first anime that I watched.
He's talking about how Miiverse is going to differentiate from Xbox Live specifically. So, Iwata once again says...
In the last episode?
If you look at gaming services, for example, if you look at Xbox Live... One of the more traditionally or generally accepted features is the ability to play with folks at different locations at the same time. On the other hand, you're not always going to be available at the same time to play with each other. And of course, we're going to have that service of head-to-head multiplayer at the same time, blah, 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 blah. But what we really want to do is create a place where folks who are playing by themselves will not feel like they're playing by themselves. They'll be able to share those experiences and have that empathy that we mentioned earlier. So it's coming from a place that they want you to feel like you're not playing alone, but you are playing alone.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to trick you into thinking you have friends, but you don't.
That's
kind of the deal.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well, that's how I feel then.
Well, it comes
too.
From empathy. That's what I mean. They
actually,
come
no,
from, like, emotional places, like empathy. Not from, like, ooh, I want to get a good
I mean,
but the thing...
I feel like they do.
But the thing about Miiverse, is, like, you know, you can talk to people all... Just click people you don't know playing the same game. But Xbox... You're connected by, like, oh, you're these specific friends.
Oh, yeah, no,
like,
I was just
you know,
gonna,
are playing the game.
Yes, I was just gonna say, does this really look like a guy who would lie to you, honestly?
No, he just looks like a really pleasant man.
I know, and he took a 90% salary cut.
Exactly.
Yeah, good for him.
And so did Miyamoto, apparently.
Sound, like, all the top brass.
And that's really unprecedented, like I said, in the last podcast.
Apparently, it was just, they didn't even, like, release it and say, we did this. It was just, like, in an undercover, like... Financial
and
report.
The economy would be a lot better, actually, if more people did
yeah,
that, even though it's not unethical to not do that.
Anyway, so I think Iwata isn't the kind of person who would lie to you. I think he's being honest when he, I think he and Miyamoto sat, this is a nice picture of him. I think he and Miyamoto honestly sat down and went, you know, what do we want to accomplish with this? Like, we want to have all this cool, like, well, let's create the empathy thing, let's create connectivity, let's bring family, like with the Wii, they said, let's bring families together, let's do this, and that's where they approached it from, and that's why they didn't have good graphics, because they, that didn't, that's not necessary to achieve the goal they wanted to achieve.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
I do. Completely.
I think they said this demographic is kind of untouched. We're going to take charge of this demographic. And hey, while we're at it, we can make a profit on every single console to stay ahead in the game.
And Xbox have a trying to get families together.
Well, everyone,
kind of
every
too.
Company tries to do that. You know?
No, but after,
no,
Nintendo,
after
make
Nintendo
big,
did,
make
and everybody
deal.
Tried
oh,
to do that. Does he really look like someone who would lie to you?
No, no,
a little bit more than you want,
but
no.
Put that up.
This one?
Yeah.
It's a really nice picture.
That's a really nice picture. Yeah, put this in the
yeah, this will be the podcast image.
This will
no,
be the podcast
but
image.
We never really talked about Shigeru Miyamoto.
This is a really nice image. And I like how he has a me of himself, Reggie, and Iwata on his t-shirt.
Yeah.
I think that's really nice.
He kind of looks like my grandpa. I'm serious. I'm legitimately not trying to be like, you know, all Asians look the same. He legitimately has some of the same... it's the eyes again.
Okay, anyway, that's enough about Miiverse. All right, Michael Pachter, super analyst that we all know now because of last podcast.
Who's
cool
he again?
Dude.
That stupid guy.
He's a guy who says
stupid
stuff.
Stupid things.
Right. Michael Pachter says...
trophy.
Michael says... Michael. Mikey. Little Mikey P.
Honorary.
Go ahead, you can be Michael Pachter.
Of course.
Yes. They'll give Nintendo a head start.
Cool.
Sony and Microsoft. Yes, they'll give Nintendo a head start. And no, neither of them is concerned about the impact of a head start. They, what?
Like, they're not concerned about the...
No, I know, it just sounds really dumb. They won't say it.
That's because it's packed
in. I know, they won't say it. But both manufacturers think Nintendo's glory days are behind it. I don't think the Wii U's head start will make much difference. Make much difference at all. Since
yeah,
I don't... Since I don't expect it to be any more powerful than current generation consoles. But maybe Nintendo will surprise me.
Okay, a couple of things.
You know what?
Like,
F you.
Yeah, actually.
I leaned
really
in to read it and I was like,
So, Factor says Sony Microsoft think Nintendo's done for. Does anyone think Nintendo's done for?
No.
No, no,
no.
No, no one thinks Nintendo's
no,
done for.
No,
no,
no.
Does anyone
no,
think?
No.
Yes.
Do. Why do you think so?
Done for? Not necessarily.
Well, do you think they're going to lose the next generation?
I don't know, considering that the next generation is so, like, up inside, like, shooting in, like, Call of Duty's butthole that, you know, Nintendo and, like, all the other kid-friendly things are just gonna go
really
down.
You think that? I don't know.
Well,
doesn't that mean
like
I'll probably
what
succeed?
Said Mario's gonna go down the drain.
No, not Mario or Link,
puns.
But, like, I don't know. Like, what Jack said, the 7-year-old
yes,
buying, like,
smart.
The Call of Duty thing.
Yeah,
like,
tell
the story, Jack.
Okay,
what
were we talking about?
Well, I was saying, okay, so people think Nintendo's a kiddie thing, right?
Yeah.
So this would be a reason why some people think that maybe they're not gonna succeed.
Yes.
Onwards. I think it's funny because 60%, 70-ish, of the kids that I've talked to, when I say, what's your favorite game? 40% of them say Mario, usually, or like Mario Party, or Wii Sports, or something stupid, because we're dumb kids. Or...
this is not what he said.
Or they say...
Oh,
yeah,
that's
it is.
I mean, yeah, but you didn't say, stupid, dumb kids.
Kids are dumb. I'm not going to just...
they can trick them so easily, they're so stupid.
Yeah.
And then 60% of them say, like, oh, Black Ops, I love Black Ops. And so it's just like, why, you know, not just Black Ops, but Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, children don't necessarily like, you know, what they're supposed to like
right.
in that regard. Like, I watched into a game,
not anymore, yeah.
I watched into a game, I remember what I was buying. I was buying Battlefront 2.
Yeah!
Yes. No, Battlefront 1. Battlefront 1.
Just as good.
Yeah.
Well, no.
For PS2. And, like, some, like, 7-year-old kid was by himself, and he like, just bought a copy of San Andreas. And then after he walked out of the store, the guys were like, oh, crap. We accidentally sold, like, I don't know, like, how old was he? Craig? Oh,
you ruined the story, man.
Yeah, I said a lot, but you just listen to all you viewers, just listen to the...
listen to the podcast that wasn't recorded.
Yeah, it'll make more sense.
The point is that the kid left, and then they were like, wait, how old was that kid?
And they're just
like, they didn't understand.
Still, it's like, you know, kids these days, the generation...
kids these days.
They just want to play the Call of Duties, and they want to play all the Halo games.
And I'm a man.
But
just want to play video games.
And the thing is, like, I mean, Mario and, like, Zelda and all that stuff will be, like, iconic Nintendo, but I feel like kids aren't going to be interested in new Nintendo things.
Like, if they come out with a new franchise?
Yeah, I mean, some of them will, but I feel like the more, like, majority of, like, dumb kids are going to go to, like, Call of Duty. No, I'm saying,
no, you're
like,
right.
Actual
because,
dumb
because
kids.
Because they see old kids doing it, and they're like, oh, I want to be like those cool old kids.
Or they're going to be like, I want to be older, so I'm going to play Call of Duty, and then they play Call of Duty.
I work at a daycare, and a lot of them, even the older kids, have, like, DSs. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, kids love DSs.
And, like, you know, they like Nintendo still, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like that's always going to be part of childhood for everybody,
probably.
You know? Because, like, and then because
what
it's part of the childhood, because it's so kid-friendly, it
right.
grows up with them.
The parents are like, that looks
but
nice.
And they could.
But, like, with our generation, we grew up with, like Game Boys, Game Boy Colors.
I actually
and all,
grew up
like,
with a PS1. I didn't have any Nintendo stuff until, like, 2004.
See, I grew up with Nintendo. And that, well, like...
Which is weird, because now you
I'm
hate Nintendo.
There.
I don't hate
I
Nintendo.
I like Nintendo. So it's
flippity-flop.
Flippity-flop. Boopity-bop. So, anyway, that's Pactor. Right?
Yeah,
do you know
one.
That the people in Dragon Ball Z, Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it.
What?
I didn't know that.
Oh my god!
Did you watch Dragon Ball Z?
No, but I know who Boo is. He's the guy who turns into chocolate.
Yeah, and Bibbidi and Bobbidi's like the guy like.
Oh, I don't like.
No, Bobbidi's like the guy who summoned Boo, and then there's a guy named Bibbidi who summoned.
The evil guy.
Bibbidi Bobbidi
yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
god!
That's
it's just like
there's that scary.
It's just like Abracadabra
like,
Alakazam.
Like Yoda a little bit.
Oh my god!
I thought he was really tall.
People.
And gray.
Anyway, back to this.
Come on.
Did we even get to this?
I
don't think we. I read this last time. I think this is right where we said check it's recording. So this is all new from here on out, you guys.
Okay. Oh my god! All right.
Okay, Adam Sessler, former host of X-Play with Morgan Webb, who doesn't play video games,
she's
actually.
She's dumb.
No, she seems fairly
she's
intelligent.
She's dumb, man.
Did you say that she doesn't play
a
games?
A lot of people say they don't see her playing any games at, like, E3 and stuff. Like, Adam Sessler plays games, she just kind of, like...
Wasn't there something that, like, went around with her and she was, like, really, really stupid, or she said something...
I don't know, probably.
Oh, it was about Zelda, Skyward Sword.
Oh, yeah,
she
no,
said,
people...
like, a stupid... Stupid thing.
Yeah. Point is that
stupid.
We hate her.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to get across. Okay.
No wonder
Adam
why
Sessler
left
says,
the show.
Yeah. Adam Sessler says, I'm increasingly confident that the Wii U will A... Listen to this. You gotta listen to this. Adam Sessler says, I'm increasingly confident that the Wii U will A, not come out this year. Think about how absurd that sounds. And B, will not provide the needed stimulation to the industry. I'll probably eat my words on one of those points. Guess which one he's going to eat his words on.
I mean, both of them probably, but...
Well, yes, but he's definitely...
The year that's coming out this year.
No, seriously, like, retailers have their games listed, like, all of the developers have said our game's coming out in November, or, you know, that it's coming out on the holiday. The thing has said holiday for the longest time. They've been saying holiday for the longest time. They're holding a press event. Like, they... And stuff. We were at GameStop today. You weren't. I was. Man, well, you're in the bathroom taking a dump or something.
Yeah,
I know, it was a joke. And they have Wii U press materials. Press materials there. And they wouldn't bring press materials into GameStop like if it wasn't going to launch for like 4 months.
Yeah.
They just wouldn't. So I don't know where the heck he's getting... He probably just said this so that people would like him again or something or talk about him
again.
Like,
he was just like, booty chatter, you know, it wasn't really meaning what he was
giving
some booty
chatter.
That reminded me, though, of something I wanted to ask you earlier, was the whole added stimulus to the thing. You said that a bunch of people were very excited.
Yes, a ton.
That's,
every IGN message boards, everywhere I go, people want to know who we are.
So we tell
them, everyone is just like, the more I hear about, everyone really is excited for Zombie U and for, like, the whole touchpad thing. Everyone's really excited for Nintendo Land. And
I'm excited for the estimation game.
No,
that might
really
not be an
cool.
actual game.
That was
that
really
better be an actual game.
For those
game.
Who don't know, at E3 last year, there was a game that all it was come up on the screen and say, draw a 2-inch long line. And you had to draw a 2-inch line as close as you can, and all your friends would do it.
You know, they have those tests at eye doctors. I had to do it.
they do.
And that proves how much fun it'll be.
Yeah, no, but it was actually really, really
fun.
It was like, draw as perfect of a... The like a triangle as you can with all equal angles, and you had to try and do it. Is that the same thing?
It's
so
like,
basically,
it's, like an eye doctor's
it's gonna be
test.
A home eye doctor system.
You know what?
All
you
the
never
eye
have
doctors
to go
are
to
like,
doctors.
Finally, something for me.
Nintendo is eliminating doctors.
Yep. You won't have to go to Dr. Muhammad at the dentist.
And children don't like that. It's all
about right. Anyway, so he says Wii U's not going to come out this year. I don't know where he's getting this crap.
No, no.
And then he says, selling the console this November, which is the rumored release date, with a price point, or with a price north of Borderlands, Assassin's Creed 3, Halo 4, and Call of Duty combined, doesn't seem like it would make any sense. So he's saying, well, Borderlands, Assassin's Creed 3, Halo 4, and Call of Duty are coming out, so you shouldn't launch the Wii U there, because no one will buy it, because they'll just go and buy Borderlands, Assassin's Creed 3, Halo 4, and Call of Duty.
You know, the PS3 and the Wii launched, like,
all launched, and it's not like this, you know, like... This is not a particularly saturated holiday season for games. It's like average.
That's the thing. Okay.
Like, I don't understand why you would think this would be any different. Like, no one's going to buy it because there are games coming out the holiday. Like, what kind of logic is that crap?
I kind of got the impression like the entire industry now is in a little bit of a funk.
Well, it was, but summer's always fun. Beginning of the year's always a funk. The funk always unfunks itself when it funks in, like, the holiday season.
Or the holiday funk.
Holiday
funk. I was just talking about, like, in relation...
Holiday funking is the best kind of funk.
In relation to, like, the release of the goddang, you know, the last systems to come out, the Wii, the PS3 triple...
Oh, it's just not as exciting? Yeah, but Nintendo screwed up, like, the announcement, so people are hoping that they're going to... Basically, from now on, Nintendo's strategy is E3 is just like another press conference to us. They're not treating it any specialer than they are. They're doing those Nintendo Direct conferences throughout the year, and those are their ways to get stuff through to people. So they're doing one of those on rumored September 13th for the Wii launch to say, oh, here's everything about it. And it's rumored they're going to announce like a couple new games for launch or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Rumored that they're going to price it at like $250, or maybe there was one guy, I'm guessing he's wrong because he's never made any good predictions before, who said they were going to launch it at $200, which would make them sell a lot of units if they launched it at $200. But,
they should do that.
I don't know if they, because it seems like the controller itself, they said costs like $80 to make, or like $70 to make. Because it's essentially, you know, a whole nother
deal. So of course
deal.
They're going to charge like $130.
I'm guessing a gamepad controller is going to be 100. You don't need two gamepads for anything. Like, there's no reason to have two gamepads.
Because like, your little dog poops on the screen.
Or something. Wiimotes are going to be, like, another primary method of input. So most people already have Wiimotes laying around, so you're already going to have, you know, you don't got to pay extra. Now, the question is, if they launch it at 300, a lot of people will say no, but what if they launch it at 300 and pack in Nintendo Land versus launching at 250 and not packing in Nintendo Land? Which would you prefer?
With the game.
I can't see them not honestly packing in a game, or not packing in Nintendo Land automatically, so...
Yeah, I think they would pack it with the game.
But I suppose I would... or the 300 price point makes more sense to me, even though I would prefer, obviously, the 250.
I hope they go... Pactor said a dollar over 250, and they're screwed. They're done. If they launch 249, good. 251, screwed.
How much was the DS new? I just forget. Like, back in,
like
2006. Back in, like, 2006, how much was the new DS?
Was it $300? That would be crazy.
I feel like it was, like, 300-something. Like,
Nintendo DS launched in North America for $150.
Yeah, so when you have your new handheld at $170, and the actual...
Are you talking about the 3DS? Or
actual retail price, $249. You're the winner!
Ta-da!
Or your new one at $200, and then your actual home console at $250, it kind of makes it seem... What did you want?
Oh, you mean to say that...
Oh my god!
Let's make sure it's still recording. Still recording. You mean to say that Wii is 200 right now?
Got some donut on you.
Wii is 200 right now, so if they launched at 250, that'd be kind of weird.
Because you know
they would drop the price of the Wii probably to 150 or 100.
And I was talking about the 3DS XL, but yeah.
Oh, you think it'd be weird if it was 250 and then the XL was 200?
Yeah.
What?
It is weird that they're coming out with the Wii U. Right after, like, the XL.
Well,
another bad
the XL's not really, like,
it's
a
not
new one.
New.
It's not. It's just, like, an expansion. Like, they did that with the DSi XL, and then
mm-hmm.
the 3DS came out.
Mm-hmm. But they said their strategy for the XL was try and sort of have, like, a whole new 3DS launch, almost, because they screwed up the first one so bad. So with that strategy... They had no games.
They released it in the middle of March.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
For some stupid reason, they released it in the middle of March with no games at $250.
But I got
thinking, like, oh, it's going
to
sell great.
But I got to see Mark Hoppus.
You did get to see Mark Hoppus at
in real life
World Store.
Buying a 3DS
the
drummer for his son.
Blink-182.
The bass player.
Yep.
Same thing.
So yes, that would be weird. But honestly, what they would probably do is they'll launch the Wii U, they'll probably announce they'll cut the price of the Wii to like $150, I'm guessing. And they'll launch the Wii U, hopefully at $250. I think $250 would be the sweet spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then they can still drop it to $200 in like a couple of years.
Yeah.
But that being the case, they're probably not going to make as much money.
That's the thing.
Off of it. I think they'll launch it a little bit ahead of themselves.
And do they want to use the same business model they did with the last generation, that they want to actually make money off of each console because they don't know for certain if...
I don't know. Because for the first time, they cut the price of the 3DS and they lost money. And that's what prompted them to cut their salaries a bunch, is because they said, we're about to lose a ton of money. So they cut
everything. Not necessarily, they're just going to
No, they did. They lost a ton of money.
They're going to take a short-term.
It was like a 400 million yen loss. It was like a big loss.
Yeah. At least short-term.
Yes.
They'll
hopefully gain it back. They're making money on 3DSs again now, so.
Shut your traps.
Why? I'm talking about important stuff. It's important. Bomb by Ring
the
Dome.
Can we please?
Good, right? Everything? Good,
now,
done.
Now we got to do the top 10.
Top 10.
Yes, tonight's top 10 list brought to you by Adam Sessler. Adam Sessler needs to stop looking like Alton Brown. I don't know Alton and instead needs to be knowledgeable like Alton Brown.
I'm really glad I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I have no idea. I want to see who Alton Brown is.
Alton Brown?
I imagine him being a really funny looking
dude.
He's
a chef.
Really?
On the Food Network, yeah.
God, I hate this
show.
AOL thing.
All you viewers who are watching this thing.
I know that guy.
So tonight's top 10 list is brought to you by Adam Sessler, who needs to stop looking like Alton Brown. So everyone picked, what, 5 characters to eliminate from Brawl.
And the new Brawl. The new Brawl that they're discussing.
The new Smash Bros, yeah.
That
Super Smash Bros.
The Wii U and the 3DS.
It's gonna, it's confirmed. They said that's gonna be actually a pretty important point.
Yeah.
So they're kind of trick people into having to buy it for both or something, which
is
kind of bad.
I'll do it.
No, I'll do it in a heartbeat,
yeah.
So, our lists are... I think everyone, has 5 that they're getting rid of?
So it's 5 people that they want to get rid of from the original Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Right.
And then 5 or less that
or
they
any number of people
add,
they
in
add in
okay,
to
the
so
new one.
Okay, so let's start with the ones we want to all eliminate, because I think that's going to make people angry. All right, Jack will be last. Laura, you can go first.
Oh, eliminate. Number 1, Rob.
Rob's very fine.
He's really annoying.
It's like he's
Rob.
Never going to get daylight ever again in his life.
That's
no
really,
one's ever going to remember Rob.
I thought he was a
nice
selection.
That's all right.
Really
and
awesome
his final
piece.
Smash, bzzz, all the time.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
He's like the way he jumps, it's just stupid.
He can fly for a long time.
It was an interesting
number
2,
Game and Watch.
I can understand that. Game
and
Watch is kind of
that.
Nice.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, because Rob was in the last one, maybe should only been in one. Like Game and Watch, another footnote kind of.
Yeah.
He's known more than a footnote because he actually was.
More than a footnote.
Number 3.
No Journey song.
Which one is the main character in Fire Emblem?
Mario. I don't know, Ike or Roy or Marth.
Which one is it? Like the one, you know, like Ness and Lucas. Ness is the main one kind
actually,
of.
Actually,
there is no real main character.
Marth
is the main one, actually.
Marth is the one that was way before Ike.
Oh well, I said eliminate Ike.
Yeah, Ike's kind of stupid.
I agree.
That's fine. It's fine.
Number 4, Lucas.
Lucas Edlund.
I like Nespresso.
Oh, but.
And then number 5, Diddy Kong. Cause
yeah, you can learn all those. The only one I'm contentious about is Rob, honestly.
Oh, because you just feel bad.
Yeah,
I agree that he
should
be in the next one, but I didn't disagree with him. I like that he was in the last.
So you want to go next, or should I?
I can go next.
All right, what's your top 5? All right,
so I also chose Game & Watch, because why is... Why? I just don't think he's a good character. I also said Diddy Kong because there's already Donkey Kong and it's the same exact thing. I chose to get rid of King Dedeeder because he is kind
can't
of a,
do the shuttle loop.
He's just a dumb character. And
Mega
I also chose to get rid of Meta Knight because he's such a...
You gotta have one Kirby villain.
But he's so
alright, King
Dedeeder
or Mega Knight? Come on, pick one.
I'd rather have Dedeeder.
Really?
Well, Meta Knight, if they tone him down, then that's fine.
Yeah, he's
then they can
imbalanced.
Keep Meta Knight.
That's one of the criticisms, is the guy who makes the game, which is I don't really care about really trying to fine-tune and balance them. I just kind of make them.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And yeah, that's fine.
That's what items are for.
It was just unfortunate that Mega Knight was just that much more powerful.
Yeah, it kind of threw a
I like him because he looks kind of like, he's a counter... Kirby.
Yeah,
Kirby.
He's like Dark Kirby.
See, he's cool looking, Dark but Gary he's just Gary. So overpowered that
yeah.
it's just...
I know, yeah.
And my top one is Olimar, because I don't like Olimar at all.
I feel bad for him.
It's
yeah.
just a really...
It's kinda,
I don't like that.
No, you got a Pikmin!
It's good that they had a Pikmin character, and like that's obviously the only Pikmin character.
Alright, well, put another Pikmin character
but,
in there, some
yeah,
crap.
Kind of dumb. The playability was cool and different. And unique,
I want him
but,
to be in there. You don't have to play with him. Just Olimar.
He could be like one of those assist trophies.
Or you got Pikmin be an assist. Yeah,
that
can,
is true.
Alright, fine.
Alright, Austin?
My list of people to get rid of, I would like to get rid of Ike because he's stupid, Lucario because he's stupid, Mewtwo because he's stupid, Diddycon because he's stupid.
Mewtwo?
Mewtwo's
yeah.
not in it.
He's not in
oh,
it.
Oh, well, Lucario because he's stupid, Diddycon because he's stupid.
Mewtwo
Lucas
was going to be in Brawl, but
Lucas
they Lucas because
he's
it.
Stupid, and I got to pick a new one. Honestly, Snake. Snake doesn't need to be in there. He doesn't, no. Like, he's a great character, but he's
yeah.
not, you know what I mean? He's not, like, Nintendo-y.
He seems out of place.
Sonic is actually kind of Nintendo-y.
Yeah.
So I say keep
Snake
Sonic, give it a Snake.
I just like because it was, like, very concise, so he's...
Yeah, guys, he's stupid, he's stupid. All right, who's
so
you,
my
Jack?
List is a bit different. I'm like the Amish. I do 1.5 times what everyone else does, so I'll only do 3. But the thing,
Amish do what?
It's from that one movie.
They eat, what, 1.5 times as much butter
no,
or
they
something?
Just do 1.5
or 1.5
times
as much beard?
Exactly. They bowl 1.5 times as many frames as
okay.
the... All right. The norm, or... I don't want to say normal, because...
Fine, just go on.
But, the first person that I would eliminate would be Wolf, because I, he was stupid.
He's kind of stupid.
Snake, probably because he was stupid. And probably Lucarius, because I didn't really like him. That was my very nice list.
Only
I,
3?
I put, yeah.
You need 5.
You can
5 to eliminate.
I said that this is the Amish list. It's 1
you
and
said
half
do 1 and a half. Yeah, so you should have given us 7.
No, I said I was only 3.
You're doing 1.5
three
times
Amish,
as much. You should have
yes.
given us 7.
Yes.
5 times 1.5 is 7.5.
Yes.
Fine. All right. Characters to eliminate. Laura,
to
you,
add.
Or to add, I'm
to
sorry.
Add.
That we would like to see.
Number 1, your me. That's
okay.
what I'm really proud of.
What would the me special... Oh, yeah, you have to say what their final special
like, you get to pick something you like... I don't know. Or
like, maybe they have a set list.
It pauses the game and you
what
say, pick something you like.
No! No!
I like boats. I like trains.
Stop! So, like, you know, 3DS, you're like, if you pick cats or dogs in the Find Me, you get cats or dogs with the... As the people you can...
So the
you
connectivity.
Know? Or, like, you know, and, like, your favorite... you know, like, things. Like, I love things like that.
Final Smash? Things.
You know, your things you like.
Maybe it'd be like a me parade would be the final smash.
Yeah, that'd
all
be
of your
cool.
Friends,
that'd be
all
cool.
Of your friends.
All of your friends. That'd be kind of cool.
And then they trample them off stage.
Yeah.
Right, good. Who else?
Number 2, Phoenix Wright, because I love him.
He's cool. What would his final smash be?
Objection!
Yeah, the whole screen would explode.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of like Jigglypuffs, but a bit more like slap and less like just slowly expanding. All
right, who's next?
3. I like
3LW.
Gengar?
There's been 3LW in
there. No.
The R&B group from the early 2000s
yeah.
and late 90s.
Yeah, alright. Anyway, Gengar?
But also, like.
So get rid of Lucario, but add Gengar.
I like. It's just because I love Gengar. He's my favorite. But I like the idea, and it's impossible to do. But I just would love if they were, like, you know. It's just, like, on the screen where you're picking characters, it's just Pokemon. And then you can pick. Out of all of the Pokemon, which Pokemon you want to do, you know?
Pep. Oh, you want to have, like, 365 Pokemon or whatever it is?
Well, I know it's impossible.
Yeah.
But
that'd
like,
be actually be awesome. I think they should just make it so all the they have all the Pokemon and Pokeballs, at least. Because the Wii U
yeah.
disc is going to be big enough for that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, number 4, I think they should have Link turn into the wolf.
That would be...
Oh, that would be cool.
That would have been good last time.
It would have been good last time.
So now Link will have to turn into something stupid and colorful like a birdie.
He'll have to turn into the same 3 levels.
Or he can call his
again.
Birdie.
That's
he
really
can
cool,
call
like headbutting a horse.
Yeah.
And then 5, Toon Zelda.
Toon Zelda?
Oh,
wasn't
cool.
she really annoying
Tetra.
In Spirit
Tetra?
Tracks?
Yeah, she was. But they were going to do Toon Zelda...
Link, save me. Save me, Link. Save me.
But
that would be
it.
Your final smash. Save me, Link. Save me.
And everyone would just go crazy out of their brains would melt out their ears and there'd be a lot of blood. Jack, who wants to go next?
Don't matter. Okay.
What are you adding?
I chose to add Roy back because
oh, Christ's sake.
I think Roy is really cool.
He's cute.
And he's really cute. And I just think he's really cool.
Right.
And he's really hot.
What would his final smash be?
Probably just like a fire, something fire, because he was like all fire.
He just make a fire.
He lights a fire and he burns everybody. I chose Tingle also.
Tingle.
Oh my god,
that would be really cool.
He's an assist trophy.
Nope,
right?
He should be a character.
He's
an assist trophy. Yeah, he floats up in a balloon and like drops eggs on you or something.
I think he would be a very cool character.
What would his final
strength
be?
Would be like cool limb.
And then everybody would explode.
Yeah.
And then from not the Nintendo area, I chose Sora because I think that would be really cool
okay.
to have
yeah,
another
Sora would
Hawkeye,
actually make a good Smash Bros. Character.
That would
honestly,
that'd kind of be like a Mario Solid
oh,
slot. That
yeah.
was the last one, like the kind of one non-Nintendo that'd be like that. Even though actually they've been appearing more and more on Nintendo
Why
consoles.
Did they put Snake in it, honestly?
I don't know.
Because
think about it, like
Kojima
one...
had falling out with Sony.
Really?
Yes.
Like, that's...
Huh. They're putting that, you know, that one, the new Metal Gear Solid that's going on with, like, the cutting that everyone's like, oh, this
yeah.
is so cool, we're going to be able to,
yeah.
like, slice things.
Kojima's not really involved with it.
Yeah, that's, he's like,
mm.
yeah, so.
Okay.
Sora's Final Smash, which obviously have to do with the Keyblade stuff. And then my fourth one would be Banjo and Kazooie.
Yeah, I completely forgot about them. Put
that'd
them in.
Really, yeah,
that'd
really cool if they brought
wonderful.
Them back
What's
and
the
did them
Smash?
Justice instead of the Xbox crap.
I'm going to just make the Xbox version of Banjo and Kazooie.
The... Banjo-Kazooie's Final Smash? I don't know. It would probably be, like, their golden wing thing, because
yeah.
remember how they had the golden wing? That was, like, the most powerful move that you could have in that game.
Yeah.
yeah.
You can't attack when it's going on, though, can you?
You just hit anything, and it just
oh,
dies.
Okay. So it's like Sonic's Final Smash, where he, like, zooms around the screen really hard
and
to control.
And so he could just, like, attack all the different
mm-hmm.
characters. And my last one is Joseph Gordon-Levitt because he's really
he's
attractive.
He's not in a video game.
He's really attractive.
He's not attractive enough to be put in Brawl.
I think he's pretty attractive.
Not as attractive as Olimar, I don't know. Go ahead.
Me?
Or you got me to go?
It doesn't matter.
You go.
Okay. So, my honorable, because I'm doing an Amish one again, I'll do five and an honorable mention. The honorable mention would just be the, like, just somebody from Persona 4.
Okay.
It's such
yeah.
a magical game.
Probably just the main character. Smash Bros. Character.
The protagonist. And then number five would be Saki from the original Sin and Punishment. Once again,
oh,
just
yeah.
because of how...
He was in it as an
assist
trophy.
But
his final smash would be...
Some random, you know, like...
Doesn't matter.
It does, some sword, like, thing. Like,
maybe like Link's.
Or Link's. Yeah, it doesn't honestly matter. Probably, honestly, wouldn't be that good of a character, but it would make me happy. Number four, this would be another, like, Metal Gear Solid type. This would be, like, kind of out outside of the realms of Nintendo, but it would be Gordon Freeman. And he would
okay.
have a crowbar, and he would...
Whack people with it.
And his thing would be the gravity gun, the Final Smash.
Yeah.
And
all
it
right,
would make people fly all across.
You grab them all.
Number three is Dark Link.
Okay.
You know, just kind of be a Link.
You can have him.
Arc.
Well, you change, change
costumes.
So Link from Ocarina of Time, where he's actually, like, see-through-ish
yeah.
Link?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
he'd be hard to see on the stage. People would lose him a lot.
That can be like a special move or whatever.
Like the ink in Mario Kart where everyone can't see.
But it's a local player game, so if one
no,
person can't
like
see it, and nobody
glasses where you
Ah,
know.
Gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
Who's last?
There were two. And remember, these are all people who have been in video games.
Yes.
Number two is Shaquille O'Neal.
Yep.
Shaq
Fu. He's been Shaq Fu.
It's really good game. You should check it out. I got the. I think it's only about $3 MSRP.
I know why you were talking about.
And I don't know what Final Smash would be, but it would have something to do with
basketball or being big
with fighting demons. And
okay.
He turned into the genie from Shazam.
Yeah,
yeah,
Shazam.
Yeah,
yeah.
From
Shazam.
Shazam. Why did I say Shazam?
But
like
Shaq
Zam.
Shazam.
Oh yeah.
Good movie too. Check
good
it out.
Good movie too.
Number one is actually, I think, what everyone, like, the consensus one that everyone wants to see is...
Let's all say it in one.
Ready, set... Not yet,
Michael
not
Jordan.
Yet, not yet. Michael Jordan, no. Who?
Mega Man.
Yeah, Mega
That's
Man.
Like what everyone, like,
I forgot
you know,
about him.
Always
his final smash would be...
Just the...
Would he have Kirby powers?
Game. Yes, yes he
okay.
would. It'd be kind of, I guess, Samus Kirby hybrid.
Yeah.
And
that's cool.
He would be really cool and awesome. And he would be the
only
Apid.
Make.
He'd be the Apid graphics. He
I can only
like
make the Kirby noise by blowing out air.
This is on a podcast right now.
Anyway, go. Your turn.
You know you can't whistle if you go like this. You just can't. Yeah, it's really frustrating. For everyone listening, we're putting. If you put your hands like
it.
In a fist and make a little circle like you're holding a hot dog. When you hold it up to your mouth, you can't whistle. Anyway, my list.
people to add to the game. I would like to add Phoenix Wright, like you said. I'd like to add Travis Touchdown,
because
he's really cool.
Oh, that's
awesome.
A good idea.
That'd be really good.
I only have four, so I would like to add Mega Man, but 2D Mega Man. I think 8-bit Mega Man would be really cool. Instead of, like, you know, Mega Man.
So it's like a game
launch? Yeah, sort of thing, only Mega Man. And then I would like to add Dark Gary.
I knew it.
I like Gary and Dark Gary. And then Allison has an assist trophy. I think that would make a really great Smash Bros. Character. Oh, you don't watch Nintendo Week, do you? No. It's over now.
Like
you know.
Gary, like Pokemon.
No. Dark
That'd
Gary
cool
from Nintendo
too.
Week.
That would
okay,
be cool.
That's off for the podcast. If you want to say, if you want to say your Smash Bros.
Yep.
Kill list or whatever,
or ad list.
Go ahead. I will be watching the comments and talking to you. Well, you didn't get a discussion going in the second podcast. The first podcast, we had a nice discussion.
We lost it all.
This podcast.
No. I mean, the first podcast we posted in the comment section, people actually had like a discussion about what we talked about. Yeah, not the second one.